You cannot comprehend how much Christ loves you unless you get close enough.
Dr. Tony Evans talks about why we need more passion in our prayers.
He wants to dwell, that is, make himself at home in your hearts through faith.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. If it's been a while since you've eaten, your stomach is bound to remind you. Let's join Dr. Evans as he starts us off in Ephesians chapter 3.
Many of us come to church every Sunday and we eat once a week. And we find that a service for 2 hours or so completely satisfies us, and we really don't need to eat till next week this time. We spend the rest of the week fasting from God. The reason why once a week service can satisfy you is because you spent all week not eating. And so this is about all you can take. If you want to get more of God, your capacity must be expanded. Your ability to take in more must be expanded. Far too many of us are content with our spiritual level. And once you become satisfied, once you don't want to grow anymore, develop anymore, go deeper anymore, it doesn't take much to satisfy you. But for those who are hungry for God, who are in the hot pursuit of the holy, you want to eat all the time. Because you want about as much of God as you can possibly get, but God will only give you as much of him as you can possibly handle. God will never give you more of himself than your spiritual system is able to inculcate. Why are some Christians so full of God and others nibble? Differing capacities. Our passage today goes right to the heart of that issue. Now, everybody knows verse 20. Now, unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Whenever you get to a great verse like that in the Bible, one that everybody knows, everybody loves, and everybody quotes, that usually is a good hint not to start there. Because it's easy to get hyped up on a great verse and miss the context that surrounds it. It's like people who quote Philippians 4:19. My God is able to supply all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Everybody likes that verse. That God will supply all of my needs. He promised. Everybody likes 4:19. Nobody wants to read 4:16, 17, and 18. Which says, because you have invested in the kingdom of God, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. In other words, if there is no investment, chapter 4, verses 16 through 18, don't go and quote verse 19 like it applies to you. That is the case here. Verse 20 is a great verse for spiritually hungry people, but it isn't a context. Let me set forth a theme and then try to expound on it during our few moments together. The theme is simply this. Spiritual capacity is dependent upon spiritual intimacy, and that will determine spiritual power. Or let me put it another way. The more intimate you are, the more capacity you have. And the more capacity you have, the more power you experience. So if you don't see a lot of God's power, it's because you don't possess a lot of God's capacity. And if you don't possess a lot of God's capacity, that's because you're not experiencing a lot of God's intimacy. The weak, defeated, powerless believer has a capacity problem. And that is because he has an intimacy problem. So you can't fix the lack of power by going power hunting. You have people who go from one power experience to another, one power service to another, one power convention to another. They are looking for power. You don't get power by looking for it. You get power by increasing capacity, and that is dependent upon increasing intimacy. Paul begins by saying, "For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father," verse 14, "from whom every family in heaven and earth derives its name." He says, "I bow my knee," that is an act of humility in prayer, "before the Father." Because first of all, he wants to pray on behalf of the church at Ephesus for increased spiritual capacity. We know this because he says in verse 16, "I want God to grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with power through the Spirit in the inner man." He says, "I'm praying for all you saints, every believer, that you will experience all the wealth involved in your great salvation. I want you to get all that's coming to you. I don't want you to be void of anything. I don't want you to miss out on any of it. I want your ability to experience." Now, why does he have to pray? Because he knows that simply to be saved doesn't mean you experience it. You know, simply to be a Christian doesn't mean that all that's coming to you, you are experiencing. He knows it's possible to be a spiritual millionaire and live like a pauper. He knows it's possible to have every spiritual blessing in heavenly places, but wake up defeated every day. He prays because he understands that prayer is like the key to your house or the access card on your job. Prayer gains you access to the Father, who really is the one who expands the capacity. He says, "I am praying to the Father from whom every family gets its name." Now, that's good to be able to start with that, because he's talking to Christians because he's praying to the Father. That means you're his child. Every person isn't the child of God. Only Christians are children of God. And what he is simply saying is every believer has their father's last name. All my children were named Evans, and until they were married, they bore my last name. Even as married, I still am their father. Now, the reason why that's important is if you carry the father's last name, then that means you have access to what belongs to him. There are no special kids in the kingdom. That is, there's nobody who is better than anybody else, who the Father loves more than anyone else. God loves each of us eternally. In my office, I have a private line, a direct line. Only my family has that line. And that line has been given to my wife and given to all four of my children. And that line simply says, whenever you need me, you can get me. It's equally available to all. Now, all don't use it. Some use it all the time. But it's not because access has not been provided. They all have the number. Some choose to avail the number more than others. So they can't get mad at me because they couldn't get me if I was in the office if you have the number. Every believer has been given the number to the Father. He says, "I bow my knee to the Father whom every person has been named." That is, every child of God has the Father's last name. So if you don't use the number, don't blame God that your capacity is limited. He prays that they might experience more of God, which he calls the riches of his glory. The wealth involved in what it means to be a son or daughter of God, that you will be strengthened with power in the inner man. Now, this is very important because he lets us know that this expanded capacity comes from the inside out. He says it's through the Spirit in the inner man. That is, it does not come from the outside in. After my week of fasting, I went to eat. Everything looked good to my eyes. Everything smelled wonderful to my nose. everything tasted magnificent on my tongue, I had an internal problem. And that is, inside my stomach was not able to accept all that the external had to offer. I have since solved that problem. But at that week, my problem was on the inside. I had this wealth of food, this banquet. We went to two other places, and all I could do was nibble to be sociable, because something was wrong on the inside related to my capacity. He says, if you want more capacity, it has to happen in the inner man. That is the new you. If you become a believer in Jesus Christ, it will not be solved by external performances, by just doing more stuff. It will come because in God's presence, I bow my knees before the Father, who all believers have access to. It is there in the inner man that when the Spirit of God and my yielding to the Spirit of God provides for me an expanded capacity to experience more of God. And that's why, in a sense, your worship on Monday is more important than your worship on Sunday. In a sense. And here's why. Your worship on Sunday is collective worship. It's shared worship. And the Bible commands us to worship in a shared way. But Romans 12:1 says, present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your spiritual service of worship. In other words, ultimate worship is when you worship when it's you and God. And if you skip Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and just show up for your weekly buffet meal, then don't be surprised if it doesn't last very long, because there's no expanded capacity. That's why it has to happen in the inner man. It has to happen with your own spiritual devotional worship. That is living life in God's presence. The strong ones versus the weak ones among us are those who are hungry all the time versus those who rarely eat at all. Folk who are hungry all the time are going to find food. Am I right? So if you're not looking for food, it's because you're not hungry.
Well, when Dr. Evans comes back in just a moment, he'll explain that God works on Christians the way a microwave works on popcorn. But right now, he's here in the studio with a progress report for us. Dr. Evans?
Well, folks, summer can be a rough time for ministry. Then, you know, we're ministry, and so we've had our up and down season. We want to enter this fall strong because we came out of the summer alive. And you can help that happen by your generous support. Would you allow the Holy Spirit to tell you whether this is a ministry you should be involved with? Why? Because it's been involved with you. If the Holy Spirit has used the preaching of God's word through this ministry to touch your heart and life, would you let him touch you to touch us in a way that keeps us ministering? We need your help. We really do need it now. Would you support this ministry with your generous financial contribution?
We're so thankful for all the people who make our ministry possible with their faithful support. As Dr. Evans said, we especially need to hear from you during these summer months. If you can help us out with a contribution of any amount, we'd like to say thanks by sending you a copy of our current teaching series, The Power of Prayer. But this special offer runs out tomorrow, so be sure to visit us today at tonyevans.org to get the details and make the arrangements. And when you do, be sure to check out Tony's latest book, Praying Through the Names of God. When you learn the deep meaning behind the many names of God mentioned in the Bible, you'll find out that there's one for any situation you can find yourself in. Praying Through the Names of God gives you over 300 specific prayers based on over 80 different names of God, and provides room to journal your own thoughts and prayer requests. Praying Through the Names of God was only released a few short weeks ago, and it's available now at tonyevans.org. or call our 24-hour resource request line at 1-800-800-3222, where someone is standing by day and night to help you. Again, that's 1-800-800-3222. Well, let's get back to our teaching time now. Here's Dr. Evans.
Popcorn pops. Why does popcorn pop? Popcorn pops because every kernel of popcorn has moisture in it. When you put your popcorn bag in the microwave heats up the moisture in every kernel of corn. The moisture that is now being heated by the microwave becomes steam. The steam, which was the moisture that's now hot, begins pressing against the shell of the popcorn. When the steam keeps pressing, because the moisture keeps being heated by the heat of the microwave, the popcorn pops. You know why the popcorn pops? Because what's on the inside is overpowering what's on the outside. The reason why we don't pop, the reason why what's on the outside continues to control what's on the inside is what's on the inside's not hot enough. What's on the inside has not become boiling over. And if you've ever seen, as I know you all have, a piece of popcorn that has been popped, you discover once the pop occurs, there was more on the inside than was on the outside. It just was being held hostage by a hard shell. You and I are held hostage by a hard shell. It's called the flesh. That is the body controlled by sin. We're being held hostage by the flesh. And the flesh says, do this, don't do this, you have to do this, you can't help not doing this. And the flesh dictates. Now, have you ever tried to eat a piece of unpopped popcorn? I'll tell you what you do. You go home today and you get some popcorn that hadn't been popped yet and pick at it until you've been able to get to what's inside. Well, number one, it's going to irritate you and aggravate you because it's going to be downright impossible to do. And when you do get it open, it won't be enjoyable because you can never enjoy popcorn from the outside in. You got to pop it from the inside out. How does a piece of popcorn get popped? By being in an environment that makes it so hot, the external can't take it no more. Paul says, I bow my knee before the Father. That is, I live in his presence. And as I live in his presence, my capacity for him expands. It's like the little boy who fell into the barrel of molasses. He mistakenly fell into a barrel of syrup, and he said, as he began to pray, dear God, make my capacity equal to this opportunity. The problem is capacity. God wants us to expand our capacity from the inner man, he says. How do you do that? Well, verses 17 to 19, he tells us it's through spiritual intimacy. He says, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. That word dwell means to be at home. He's already living in their lives. These are Christians. These are the Father's children. No, he means so that God can be at home. To dwell means to be at home. Now, most of us lie when we have guests. Guests come over and we say, make yourself at home. One of the biggest lies Christians ought to repent of. Because we don't really mean that. We mean, I'm going to take you to this room. As long as you stay in this room, make yourself at home. Don't be just meandering over my house. He says, if you want expanded capacity, Jesus Christ has to be free to visit every room. You say, but some of these rooms aren't that hot. That's why he wants to visit them. He wants to have access to every room in your heart, in your life. He says that he wants total access to you. That's intimate. Because for somebody to have total access to you, that is to go anywhere in your house whenever they want to, you have to know them pretty well. You don't go to a stranger and you say, well, come on in, and you go wherever you want. We don't even do that with most of our relatives. He wants to dwell, that is, make himself at home in your hearts through faith. That is, through our trusting in him to identify what's wrong in each room in our lives, that the process of cleaning it up. Why does he want to do it? Because sin blocks capacity. If you're in good health in your heart today, that is because the blood can flow freely. But you know, the cholesterol deposits start to build up over the years and it constricts the flow of blood. So the blood stops being able to flow as free as it used to flow, especially as we age. Now you can be all independent if you want to, saying, if I've got some clogging of the arteries, just leave it alone. One day it'll take care of itself. Yeah, it will. No, the idea is to have the balloon go through and to open it up, so that the flow keeps going. Christ wants access. That's why the spiritual person isn't the one who sees no wrong in their life. The spiritual person is the person who's so close to God, God is free to show it and reveal it, that he might dwell in your hearts. That's intimacy, because you only allow people you want to be up close and personal to do that. Being rooted and grounded in love, because what? It's relational. Not merely academic. It's not merely throwing out Bible verses. It's being rooted and grounded in a relationship that you will be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge. He says to know what cannot be known. To know what cannot be known, that the love of Christ, Christ's love for you, the love he wants you to have for him, is beyond comprehension. You cannot comprehend how much Christ loves you unless you get close enough to know the love of Christ. Why? That you may be filled with the fullness of God. That's capacity. He says, I'm praying for more capacity, which is predicated on intimacy, that you might experience the capacity. You go to the doctor, one of the things they check is your pulse. They're testing your resting heart rate. The lower it is while resting, the more healthier you are. People who are very athletic have lower resting heart rates. Why? Because they've so strengthened the chambers in their heart that the flow, the heart doesn't work so hard to pump the blood, so it doesn't have to beat as often. If you're sitting here listening to me and your heart rate right now sitting there at 100, you need a doctor. Because your heart's having to work too hard while resting. It's supposed to go up that high, 100 and plus, because you're working, because you're on a treadmill, because you're running. Not when you're resting. The closer you get to God, the more at rest you are. Because he expands the capacity. You say, I wish I had more power. Well, then you need more capacity. I wish I had more capacity. Well, then you need more intimacy. Because intimacy controls capacity and capacity controls power.
Maybe you haven't taken that first step of closeness, inviting Jesus Christ into your life. Well, stay with us. Dr. Evans will come back in a moment to explain how you can do that. First, though, if you're a believer who needs to deepen your connection with the Lord, make a point of requesting a copy of our current teaching series called The Power of Prayer. As I mentioned earlier, for a very limited time, you can get all 7 messages in this series on CD as our thank you gift for a contribution of any amount. Make a point of visiting us today at tonyevans.org to make the arrangements before this special offer runs out tomorrow. And while you're there, you can pick up a copy of the brand new book I told you about earlier, Praying Through the Names of God. Get a copy today at tonyevans.org, or you can call our 24-hour resource request line at 1-800-800-3222 and let one of our staff members help you. Again, dial 1-800-800-3222. Well, tomorrow, Dr. Evans will wrap up our series by explaining the link between spiritual intimacy and spiritual power. Don't miss it. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative, restoring hope, transforming lives.